This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Louisiana lawmakers have a love-hate relationship with the feds. We love those federal funds, but chafe at edicts from Washington, D.C.
We've got a federal government that's telling us how we educate our kids, telling them how to go to the bathroom, telling them everything in the whole world.
Which is why Denham Springs Representative Valerie Hodges' stance seems a bit unusual.
To me, it's un-American to say we're not cooperating with the federal government.
Hodges authors the Sanctuary Cities Bill, imposing state financial sanctions on cities that don't cooperate with federal immigration law. Metairie Senator Danny Martini has concerns about the process of imposing those sanctions.
We are looking at some very, very severe penalties that can be posed on cities and municipalities and agencies in this state, and we're going to do it based upon an opinion.
The bill, as written, allows the Attorney General to tell the State Bond Commission not to hear any funding applications from cities that don't question immigrant detainees and turn them over to the feds.
We're basically taking the lead. When the federal government fails to do its job, it is the job of the state to then continue to protect its citizens.
But Alexandria Senator Jay Leno questions giving the Attorney General so much power.
It's my belief, as a practicing lawyer of 25 years, that your bill violates the equal protection, due process, separation of powers of both the United States and Louisiana constitutions.
Hodges defends the proposal.
But that's his job system. Based on the criteria set forth in this bill.
His job is not to be judge, jury, and executioner.
The Senate Judiciary Aid Committee tabled the House-approved bill for another week. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.